recent shooting spree in Isla Vista, California, has borne a eerie similarity to a rampage that was carried out about 13 years ago, prompting Tony and Patricia Budarkis to relive the horrifying events that took their son's life. This is a story at Fox News. Just like the Friday night murder spree by Elliot Rodger, a 2001 attack by David Attias was carried out in the same California coastal community by the son of a Hollywood director and driven by mental illness and intense feelings of rejection. Rodger's spree claimed 7 lives, including his own. Attias used his care to kill 4 people and was arrested. Both attacks occurred on a Friday night, with Rodgers coming on May 23rd, and Attias is on February 23rd, 13 years earlier. How creepy is this? My wife said, "My God, it's the same situation." Tony Budarkis told Fox News, "It's Friday night, and just like the first time, it's the 23rd of the month." He essentially focused the same way that David Attias did. I think of the similarity in it. Really needs to be looked into. It really scares the hell out of me. Nicholas Bardakis was just 20 years old when Attias, a freshman at the University of California, Santa Barbara, plowed his sob into a crowd of students. Nicholas was killed, as was Kristen Davis, Ruth Levy, and Ellie Israel. Attias, who then jumped out of his car, stood on the hood shouting, "I'm the angel of death," and declared he was insane later by a jury. He spent 10 years in a mental hospital before a judge released him. Attias, whose father was the former Ally McBeal and Sopranos TV director, Donald Attias, has complained about not being able to make friends with attractive girls. So it's bears a similar eerie similarity than these two, you know, the shooting and this one, where he plowed his car into a group of kids or people standing on the street corner. I guess they weren't kids. You know, the gun proponents and the gun opponents, and everybody's going to go out there, but what about mental health? We've said it many, many times on this show. What about mental health? Obviously, some big issues. Similarities, because there's a Hollywood angle, but also the sad similarities where people died. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.